it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shocked you talking to me. It's always fun game.
Dub Nation, this is Moses Moody coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Moses. Appreciate it. Get well soon. Hopefully you'll be ready for the opener. We'll find out.
I'm embarrassed, man.
Again?
So you got Harry. I got Squirt. He's watching the show. I get a text. He called us nasty asses.
Why?
Not one of us washed our hand as we put our mitts into the cupcake.
So what?
That hit home.
Right? I washed my hands like 9 times a show.
But
every
you didn't
time
do
I,
it before you put it in there.
I went to the bathroom a half hour ago. They were washed.
All right, Squirt. But anyway.
The Pike Squirt.
I was just like, damn.
We're talking about the Golden State Warriors and expectations for this season. Tuesday's their opener against the Lakers, and Steph Curry's entering his 17th season.
Yeah.
He's the best player on the team still, and the boss and I are wondering how much longer he can go. We know it's longer, and we're just wondering, can he continue to play like Steph Curry? And it started by me talking to Nahegan, and Nahegan saying, what do you think fans expect from Steph Curry? I said, they expect him to be Steph Curry. Kind of, you know, with all due respect, take him for granted.
No doubt.
Think he's going to be this guy forever. And Nahegan goes, that's unfair. That's not right. Because he's already doing stuff that's never been done. And now we're just expecting it's going to go on. It's like, we're being unfair to Curry, but his standard is so ridiculously high that he set expectations that are almost beyond comprehension at points.
Yeah, I guess I just got an issue with the word unfair, because to me in life, unfair means a one-way street. Like the other day, Dibs got a flat tire coming to work. They needed both of us to stay to 225, 230. You had some things to do. I stayed. Now, had it been an hour or two, that was a six-hour day. You could look at that. Maybe that's a bit unfair, but I'm a team player. But my point is, this is a two-way street, Steiny. Steph still wants to do this. He's singing the high notes at a high level. He can go. So unfair is when I believe the other person or party is like, oh, I got a cover for you, so I got to, you know what I mean? This is,
well, I think
the chef being the chef.
Again, unfair might not be the right word, but on a level, yes, I do think it's unfair. I think it's unfair that Steph Curry is 37 years old and he still must carry this load.
I got you.
Can he do it? Of course he can do it. But I got news for you. Like,
I got you.
It would be better if he didn't have to.
No doubt. I got
you.
I got you.
That's all I'm saying.
And maybe that person that you are lobbying for will be, you know, I'm just trying to be positive, Steiny. It'll be a committee of guys. You know, I thought Moses Moody was solid all of last year.
I'm talking about
the, I hear you.
Yeah, okay, go
ahead. He took a step, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Pods after the injury, But I'm just telling you, just to go back to Coach and Vallejo about my Jonathan Kuminga takes, Steiny. I sat there and watched that game, and I watched him and for the last couple games, and I'm just saying to myself, it's not about the highlights, but Steiny, it's about, my gosh, this dude has a boatload of talent. He did a move on the block and finished with the left, cinnamon, just so effortlessly. I'm like, it's one play, but I'm just like, oh my gosh, this dude is gifted. And I'll just leave that there. So Coach got me thinking about Kuminga.
I mean, the thing about Kuminga that I've noticed is if he's got the ball at the head of the floor on like a mini break, the one thing he can do is he'll hit the open man. Like, he'll find a guy in the corner. But once he gets into the lane and tries to make a play, he still can't do that. So he can make the simple pass, and he knows where it is. I just think once he gets downhill into the foul line area, he's still not adept at making a play in there.
Mm.
But maybe that'll come. Yeah. Maybe that'll come. Let's go to Joe. Joe's on the Bay Bridge. What's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Things are good. It's good talking to you guys. Matt, I really appreciate your approach and your measured responses to people's things. And Guru, it seems like you're all feels, man. It's all emotion. But if both the combination of you two guys works great.
Thank you.
The thing I've noticed in this preseason is the defensively, I think the biggest problem with the age is that the first step to stop off, you know, to seal off the guys penetrating from the outside.
Yeah, point of attack.
Lacking a bit. But the good news is that I feel like Horford really helps with that. And that's one of the Horford to me is like Andrew Bogut who can shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an awesome combination. And I think most of my optimism is that you got a team full of really smart players who don't care who gets the credit. And John Wooden always swore by that. That's the key to anybody's success. So if any group of old guys can pull this off and go all the way, I really have confidence that this would be the group.
Mm. Interesting point about Horford. I'm kind of with you. He is unbelievably smart. He is really, really smart. Here's the other thing about, and I agree with point of attack. That's where Melton needs to be a factor. Like, if Melton can be kind of like Clay was back in the day.
I mean, but Clay was, he was a savage, Donnie.
Yeah, but you'll take it. No. They need that out of Melton.
Because Podge, you can get him on point of attack.
And Moody's, I think, still growing in that area.
Do we know when to expect Melton? Like, I know we got the Seth Curry thing that bothers me in November, but maybe, hopefully, before the end of the year. Stoddy, the 415 says we need to put some respect on Stockton's name. Didn't he play past 40?
Yeah, I talked about him.
Oh, did you bring him up?
Yeah, he played till 40.
All right.
But he was different. He was a pass-first point guard, and he wasn't like Curry. He didn't score 25 a game. He scored 14 or 15 later in his career, 13 or 12. So, I mean, yeah, I think like Steph Curry could be a 14 and 10 guy, but you don't want him to be a 14 and 10 guy if he can still get you 24 now.
Man.
We're talking about the Golden State Warriors and the expectations for them this year. Their first game is less than a week away. They got the LA Lakers opening night, and there have been some preseason, the numbers in Vegas say 45 to 47, 48-ish wins. There's an ESPN projection out there based on their time together with Butler and Curry and Draymond last year that has the Warriors possibly at 56.
Damn!
I don't even want to get into the other one. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Was that the 60? Yeah, 62.
But I think it's fair to say that there's some people that are high on the Warriors this year.
And you should be. And again,
You don't have to be. And here's the one thing I was thinking, Goo.
Yeah.
And this happens all the time. And I do it. Season hasn't even started.
But that's the fun part.
Well, it's the fun part, but it's going to get – reality's going to hit at some point.
Because it hit hard like an earthquake last year when they got off to that start, and then it turned into what it turned into, and I was coming in here, and you were saying, who died, Goo? And I didn't even know who I was, and Steph looked like, is it Steph? I don't know. He has no space. And then all out of nowhere came Jimmy Butler. But you said something in the green room I want to bring up about a guy that's going to play. And Stani, this dude has the guts of a cat burglar. And I'm telling you, I'm watching it form. It started last year, but this league is about shooting. And that's one, Quinn Post. Stani, this dude don't give a rat's behind. He is letting them fly. I love it. And when he releases, I think it's going in. Just continue to get stronger. I'm just telling you, QP3 is letting them things fly.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
That was my version of that, Evan.
All right, he's a peripheral player.
We break that down for me.
There's six other guys more important, and there's one guy there is kind of one guy I want to talk about too, because I think
I'm trying to see. Yeah.
It's obvious if you're not like, and it's Jimmy Butler. You want to talk about expectations or what you expect out of a player. That's where I come up frazzled with Jimmy Butler. Like, he is so important to the team and to Curry.
Facts.
But he doesn't play full seasons, and I was just like, do you really, like, if you look at, let's run down the roster. Curry, you know what to expect. Draymond, you know what to expect. Pods, you even know what to expect or the style he's going to play. Horford, you absolutely know. Like, I almost feel like you don't know what you're going to get from Jimmy Butler game in and game out. Oh, he may be really good a lot or most of the time, but in a weird way, like, I don't know what to expect out of Jimmy Butler. And I feel like, I want to wipe the slate clean.
Did you get any, real quick, did you get any clarity of that once he arrived, or did those question marks grow from what we got from him when he arrived and how the season ended?
He was in Milwaukee and Chicago and all those other places, Miami, Chicago, Minnesota. And honestly, how many games did he play with the Warriors last year? Like 50?
Yeah, around there.
Maybe, let's just say 40. Yeah. I don't know. So I saw him play 40 in a row, and that's where you really learn a player. And I don't know. I just, there's some games he sleepwalks a little bit. I need to, like,
I got
what
he beats to his own drum to me.
I'm like wiping out last year because I think it was kind of a honeymoon period, but also an adjustment period.
But it was a great honeymoon adjustment period.
Yeah, so now he's got a full season. But maybe you get the full season, Jimmy Butler, which is, I don't know. I want to see a full season, Jimmy Butler.
We can't get 60 games. Who called and said 50? Oh, that was Coach Invalio. Stoudy Heath's got, and I wonder if he knows that. Like, that would be disappointing, obviously, barring injury. But, Jimmy, you got to give us more than 50. And he knows that. Stoudy, he damn near had a sabbatical last year with what was going on with Miami to come here fresh.
Championship coming soon.
And you don't tell him how to play. That's what I love. Like, it is scary. Stoudy, like, whatever the peanut gallery is saying, he kind of goes the other way, you know?
So, these are the number of, he's 35 or 36 now.
All right, he ain't 21.
See what his birthday is.
Birthday, I think he just turned 36.
You are correct, Evan, last month. So he's 36. All right. When he was 28. 8 years ago, he played 59 games.
Okay.
I'm going to just run down his game totals.
Karl Malone.
59.
Yikes.
65. 58. 52. 57. 64. 60. 55 last year.
I don't like that, and well, I'll take the 65, but, you know, from a guy that gets a lot of ridicule from Thursdays that I happen to miss because, you know, I don't plan them, there's all kind of a litany of things going on in my life. So I'm saying that is, we don't know what was going on. It wasn't like, hey, was I want to watch Netflix. I'm not playing tonight.
Hold on a second. But you know, are you going to try to tell me that Jimmy Butler doesn't have a reputation for chilling out a lot of times during the regular season?
I would like to just get some clarification on, you know, on some of those, how much of those were injuries. But you're right. I couldn't take his case if he tried to hire me to defend him on the total is the total. And you're talking about Steph, and you look at his games played, and Draymond even for that matter without the suspensions. But Stoudy, the honeymoon's over for Jimmy because he knows he can't finesse it if he were into, man, how do I only play 59, 60? Like, nah, dude. Now it's, you have to.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You're going to, like, Jimmy Butler this year's, because he's, I don't know, on the Warriors, it's like
65.
Well, that would be average.
Yeah. Well,
but can he hit that? Can he hit 65? Mm. And, like, that's the other elephant in the room. If he's missing 20 and Steph's missing 20 and Draymond's missing 20, We gotta figure it out, because that may be the way it goes.
Yeah.
But 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Warriors and their expectations this year and how you think they're going to do, how Curry's going to do. He's 37 years old. Very few signs of slowing down. There have been some, and I'll tell you one in a sec.
Yeah.
But can Curry maintain that level? Can Jimmy Butler take it up a notch? Is that what we'd like with Butler?
I don't see why not.
Well, because he's 36.
Well.
And he's had a history of load managing, and that's why. And Draymond Green's another one. We haven't even talked about Draymond Green this preseason.
But, I mean, Stoney, seriously, I know we've been a lot 49ers in this football, too, but now hoops right upon us, you know, around the corner. How many negative calls, if at all, that people are saying they don't see it from this team?
Not a lot.
Now, that's what I mean. And you hit me with that honeymoon. I'm wondering with Jimmy Butler, if that honeymoon could continue into this season. You know, is he just like that Miami drained me? Forget who was right or wrong. I'm out of there. I like what's going on here. Shout out to I forget his coffee brand. But, you
know. Fathead?
Yeah, Big Face.
No.
I don't know.
Big Head.
Yeah.
It's Big Face.
Big Face.
Oh, Big Face.
Big Face.
Yeah, okay.
Big Face.
Yeah, but it's a positive in the Golden State right now.
Yes, yeah. And there's positivity everywhere. By the way, what am I missing with the Atlanta Hawks? Why are they at 47 wins this year?
That bothers.
Because of Porzingis?
He doesn't do it for me.
I get it. Jalen Johnson's coming back. They got, you know, Dyson Daniels pretty good. But, man.
You don't like Reese Hachet?
I don't.
I like
Sar better.
I mean, they have a lot of players.
They do. Let's go to Gene. Gene's in Oakland. Hey, buddy. How you doing, Gene?
Doing great, guys. So, I want to say something about Curry, but first off, I want to give you my prediction for what will be the starting lineup.
Let's go.
Dubs.
All right.
Once Melton comes back.
Okay.
All right, Curry, obviously. DJ Melton, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and one of my favorites all these years, Al Horford.
Wow.
Four future Hall of Famers. I mean, there's a lot of age there, a lot of time on those legs, but I don't think you're gonna find, skill-wise and experience-wise, a better starting five.
You might be right there.
I like it, Jane.
Three shooters, which you got
to
have.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming Melton can make shots, obviously. Melton to me is an interesting player. I'm looking forward. I hope he stays healthy and he has a consistent role because I don't know, Gene. I want to see more of him. I'm not pretending to be an expert on his game.
Sure. Okay. Can I say something about Curry?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, look at Steph Curry really has been slowing down the last two or three years. Typically, what's been happening is he starts off, you know, like an MVP candidate the early part of the year when he's got all his energy. Then around the middle of the year, he starts slowing down. And you can see, you know, the age is a factor. Last year, you know, he was pretty much average for the 20 to 30 games before Mr. Butler showed up, and I really thought he was getting close to the end. I called in and said that. You know, I just thought the man was close to the end. All of a sudden, the old Curry, came to life. So you could see that it was age, but it was also his attitude. I mean, he was just down. He was playing on a 500 team.
Good point.
And was going nowhere. They weren't even, you know, sure they were going to make the playoffs. So this year, I mean, he's a year older, but hopefully. And this gets to Jimmy Butler, and I'm hoping Jimmy gives it all this year because his window is closing towards winning a championship, and I'm hoping that motivates him to play more than 50 games.
Yeah.
But if they get off to a much better start, then they won't have to kill themselves the last 30 games that they had to when Butler showed up, and I think contributed to his injury. So that's my hope. You know, obviously, it's health. If they stay healthy, I like their prospects.
Yeah, thanks, James. Appreciate the call. Got to stay healthy.
Yeah, and remember, Stoney, you again, I keep going to you. You were like, "Ooh, you need help? You all right?" And I was, I didn't know what I was seeing from Steph, but unlike Gene, I didn't think it was Father Time creeping in as much as it was space. Spacing or their lack of. And when Jimmy came, we saw the old Steph, Steiny. Well, he was cooking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into a fight.
But he's had
slippage, and here's where it's shown up. And there was a play last night.
Give it to me. I'm gonna see if I remember.
As great as his handles are, when you get a little bit older, it just isn't as tight, and you're not quite as quick. And he's more susceptible now to pressure bringing the ball up.
And
the
that's
court.
Why I noticed he gives it up.
Yeah, and so you know he.
Did they take it from him last night, or he threw it away?
There was a play where a guy picked him up, and Curry wanted a foul. He thought he got pushed out of bounds, but he lost the ball out of bounds. But that's the one thing where I do think it would be wise to not have him bring the ball up court all the time.
That's
because they're going
is.
To pressure him.
Yeah. And that's what's unfair.
Because they have.
Yeah, give those duties or job details. And I know sometimes you have no choice, but that's what I'm talking about when you say the boss says unfair, Steiny. That's the stuff that you could in game. You know what, Steiny, bring it up. But it doesn't. It's not that easy. But damn, that takes a lot out of an older player, man.
No doubt. What are your expectations for this Warrior team here in 2025, 2026? I can't believe. And again, we've been talking a lot about Steph Curry and what the expectations the fans have of him. I mean, it's 2025, 2026, and they are, and he's still the best player on their team.
I gotcha. It's incredible.
It is incredible, but it's also, we got to get somebody in here.
Well, you've had chances.
Because they don't have enough,
You've had chances. I gotcha.
So,
hey, some trivia. They won their first title, Kerr's first year, 14-15. How many points do you think the chef averaged on that team?
That was 25.
23? 23.8.
Do you have the whole 24. Team up there?
Yeah, I do.
Give me the – I bet you Iguodala averaged like 16.
Andre averaged, Steiny, 7.8. Clay had 21.7. Draymond, 11.7. Harrison Barnes, 10.1.
Forgot about Barnes.
Spates, 10.4. I mean, that's just a day. Damn, 24 got it done. Yeah.
971 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Butler's commitment to winning a championship was very evident when he played with an injury in the playoffs, knowing Curry was out and he had to be out there too. That's Dave from Fremont. Although, yes, he did, but there were games where he wasn't enough of a factor.
Games where he shot 13 times. I didn't like it.
I mean, is it fair to say that there are times when he's got a little Wiggins in him?
Well, no.
The audacity.
He wouldn't be Jimmy Butler if that were part of his DNA. But we saw some of that.
There are a lot of times when he floats.
Those two games against Minnie, and he would, you know, that's why you're like, oh, Guru, you gave him a pass. I did. He had to be compromised.
Yeah, and that's why all your criticism now doesn't matter, because you apologize to him and you're giving him the benefit of the doubt. And he deserved it, I guess. But no, Jimmy Butler to me is a big part of this team, obviously. And I'm looking forward to seeing who he is and how he is over the course of a whole season. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors opener is 6 days away. What are your expectations? And are you taking Steph Curry for granted? You're just expecting him to go out 25-8. My boss thinks it's unfair. Hey, head over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957, the game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.